Turn around. Ah, let's do it. Great. That's so great.
在今天讲到之前，我很高兴可以看到 Cassie 跟 Toby 还有小 Baby。
You talk about dramatic entrances, right? This is perfect.
因为我们讲到这个戏剧性的，这个被介绍，这就是这个样子。
And they're headed back to Chicago on the 12:30 flight.
因为他们马上就要回芝加哥了，飞机是十二点半的。
Well, that's so great. Oh, thank you.
谢谢
I want to, before we look into Exodus chapter 17, I would like to say a few words to you all. So many of you know through the emails and the prayer. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm going too fast.
在我开始讲今天出埃及记十七章之前，我首先要向各位谢谢一件事。
That I've been kind of battling with kidney stones.
我相信你们都在那个电子邮件上看到我是有肾结石。
And my dentist doctor friend over here tells me where they're from. He thinks they're from my teeth.
那我的牙医朋友钟汉就告诉我说，这个肾结石是从牙齿来的。
But it's been so wonderful to know that you all were praying for me. You cannot believe what a comfort it was.
我非常感谢，因为真的是你们的祷告，真是完全对我是一个安慰。
And then when some of you came to the hospital a couple of times, it was a real blessing to know that family is there.
当我在医院的时候，有许多人来看我，我真的是很感谢神，一个家在那边支持的我。
And then as we were singing this morning and listening to you pray, because Pastor King was translating, I haven't learned Chinese yet.But I said, you know, I love to be here.
今天早上当我们在诗歌敬拜、在祷告的时候，我虽然不会中文，可是金牧师在为我翻译，所以我真的是感觉到真好，来到这里。
And I love to teach the Word of God, so we are asking God's presence to be with us this morning.
我非常喜欢传讲神的话语，我们也求神今天在我们中间。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you for this opportunity to gather together in your name.
父啊，我真的感谢你给我这样的机会，让我们一起在这里聚集。
2,000 years ago, the Church of Jesus Christ was born and began to meet on Sunday.
2,000 年前，神的教会就开始形成了，礼拜天都在那里聚会。
And when we meet on Sunday, we remember the power of the resurrection.
当我们在礼拜天聚会的时候，我们真的想到那复活的大能。
We don't meet on Saturday that recognizes the power of the law, but we meet on Sunday.
当我们如果说我们是礼拜六聚会的话，我们就是在那里纪念那个律法，但是我们是在礼拜天聚会。
Father, we just pray that as we look into your word and we see your power to bring water out of rocks.
主耶稣，今天我们在这里。真是看你的话，你自己把活水带出来。
We may know that there are miracles all around us.
我们知道在我们周围有许多的神迹奇事。
We pray this in the name of Jesus, Amen.
我们奉主耶稣的名祷告，阿门。
Would you take your Bibles and turn to Exodus chapter 17?
请你们打开圣经，看出埃及记十七章。
I want to talk to a little bit about why God leads us into tough times.
我今天要跟你们分享的是为什么神把我们带到一个比较艰难的环境里面去。
Why are there desert experiences?
为什么在我们生命中有沙漠的这种经历？
Why is there unemployment?
为什么我们今天会有失业？
Why is there difficulty with health?
为什么我们健康会有问题？
Why is there problems with families?
为什么我们在家里面有难处？
Why do we feel difficulties when teachers don't respect our views about Jesus?
为什么在学校里面老师都不尊重我们对基督教的这个观点？
Why do we lose friends because of our faith?
为什么因着我们的信仰，我们失去了很多朋友？
These and many other questions, I think, are addressed in this passage that we're going to look at this morning.
今天早上我就要在这个经句里面，我们来看这些难处。
And I'm going to read Exodus 17, 1-7, and then Terry will read it. And before I read this again, I want to say thanks to Terry And Pastor King, Gloria did some translation, and really appreciate it because it's a team effort here this morning.
我今天要念出埃及记17章1到7节，在念这圣经之前，我要先谢谢教会里面众弟兄在为我翻译的事上，打这个图的事上，一起同工。
And if I get too excited, Gloria has a signal that she's going to slow me down.
如果讲得太快的话，我们会要她停一下。
Just go like that. Exodus 17. Then all the congregation of the sons of Israel journeyed by stages from the wilderness of Sin, or Zin, according to the command of the Lord, and camped at Rephidim, and there was no water for the people to drink. Therefore the people quarreled with Moses and said, "Give us water that we may drink." And Moses said to them, "Why do you quarrel with me? Why do you test the Lord?" But the people thirsted there for water, and they grumbled against Moses and said, "Why now have you brought us up from Egypt to kill us and our children and our livestock with thirst?" So Moses cried out to the Lord, "What shall I do with this people? A little more and they will stone me." And the Lord said, "Pass before the people and take with you some of the elders of Israel, and take in your hand the staff with which you struck the Nile River, and go. Behold, I will stand before you on the rock of Horeb, and you shall strike the rock, and water will come out of it, that the people may drink." And Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel. And he named the place Massah and Meribah, because of the quarrel of the sons of Israel, because they tested the Lord, saying, "Is the Lord among us or not?"
17章1到7节，以色列全会众都遵耶和华的吩咐，按着战口从逊的旷野往前行，在利非定安营，百姓没有水喝，所以与摩西争闹说，给我们水喝吧。摩西对他们说，你们为什么与我争闹，为什么试探耶和华呢？百姓在那里甚渴，要喝水，就向摩西发怨言说，你为什么将我们从埃及领出来，使我们和我们的儿女并牲畜都渴死了呢？摩西就呼求耶和华说，我向这百姓怎样行呢？他们几乎要拿石头打死我。耶和华对摩西说，你手里拿着你先前击打河水的杖，带领以色列的几个长老从百姓面前走过去，我必在河裂的磐石那里站在你面前，你要击打磐石，从磐石里必有水流出来，使百姓可以喝。摩西就在以色列的长老眼前这样行了。他给那地方起名叫玛莎，就是试探的意思，又叫米利巴，就是争闹的意思。因为以色列人争闹，又因他们试探耶和华说，耶和华是在我们中间，不是。
And just turn to back to chapter 13in verses 17 and 18, just to get one more perspective on what God is doing to his people.
让我们再往前翻到13章第18节那边，让我们看看神对他的子民是怎么样的。
And it came about when Pharaoh had let the people go that God did not lead them by way of the land of the Philistines, which would be Gaza today, even though it was closer. For God said, "Lest the people change their minds when they see war, and they will return to Israel or to Egypt." Hence, God led the people around by the way of the wilderness to the Red Sea.
13章17、18节说，法老容百姓去的时候，非利士的地的道路虽近，神却不领他们从那里走，因为神说，恐怕百姓遇见打仗后悔，就回埃及去。所以神领百姓绕道而行，走红海旷野的路。以色列人出埃及地，都带着兵器上去。
Let me just show you on this satellite map what is happening right here. I don't know if you can see it very clearly, but this is Egypt. This is where Israel were slaves. This is where they had been slaves for 400 years. Sorry.
让我用这个地图来看一下，然后讲解这个出埃及记的路线。那边是埃及出来的地方。 是他们在那边四百年的奴隶。
Here you see, and on the map, if you were to look at this, this is all green in here.
你们如果从地图上看，可以这是绿色的。
This is the Nile River.
这是尼罗河。
Starts at Lake Victoria down in Uganda and flows north all the way up into Egypt.
是从乌干达起，一直往上走，到埃及出海。
And the Nile Delta spreads like this, and this whole land is a land of trees and a land of water. It's been provided for by the Nile River. That's where Israel were slaves.
在那里是尼罗河三角洲，充满了绿色的生物，那就是以色列人在那里成为成奴之地。
And remember what they were doing while they were slaves. There, they were building bricks.
因为在那里，他们做奴隶的时候，他们是建造砖头的。
And there are buildings and pyramids and temples in Egypt today that you can say that Jewish people built those as slaves.
所以今天在埃及有这些金字塔，有些大的建筑宫殿，这可以说是以前以色列人在那里参加建筑的。
And Pastor King has talked already about the birth of Moses and how he was protected and put into the Nile River.
因为金牧师以前讲过说，摩西生下来的时候，他是在这边受到保护的，在尼罗河里面。
But God took this nation of slaves and redeemed them and brought them out of the land of Egypt.
耶和华神把那个以色列民从为奴之地把他救赎出来，然后要把他带出埃及。
Moses did a census. There were 600,000 men. So we think there are probably about 3 million people that were slaves that left Egypt.
摩西在那边做了一个这个人口普查，他就说那有六十万的壮丁，所以差不多有300万的人在那里成奴。
Now we're not exactly sure where they crossed, so we'll just say they crossed the Red Sea somewhere either here or here. But God did not lead them, notice, to the shortest route. The shortest route to go to the land of Canaan is to go right up here by the Mediterranean.
当神带领以色列人出埃及记的时候，我们不知道是从哪里出来，可是应该是就在这个箭头的两个中间。
But right up in here are the Philistines.
这讲起来，照这个地图上看，因为最短的路是从就上面走过去，经过腓力斯人的地。
This is a nation of bricklayers. This is a nation of slaves. They don't know how to fight.
因为以色列人只是一个为奴的，所以他们并不知道怎么样去征战。
So God purposely led them down into the desert. Now, from this satellite view, this is green. This is brown.
所以我们可以看到神就为了这个缘故，就不特别不带他们走断近路，反而带他到旷野。你从这个地图上可以看到，从一个完全绿的地方带到一个完全是黄色的不毛之地。
And the purpose for us is to understand that God led Israel into the desert, into a tough place, and God leads me as a Christian many times into tough places.
今天我们看到神把以色列人带到旷野里面，我们也可以看到今天神在我们身上带我们经过许多困难。
And the question is, what do I do when I get into tough places?
所以这问题就是说，当我们遇到困难的时候，我们该怎么来做？
You just look at the next slide just for a minute. This is a picture of from the Israeli side over to the other side of the Red Sea. And again, you'll notice no trees. It's a desert place.
这一幅图稿给我们看到是从以色列这边看过，从经过红海看过去，我们可以看到那边全是旷野，没有一点绿色的东西。
And I think when you study the Bible, you should always have a good dictionary and a good map because you can tell what's going on. And especially today with satellite maps, you can really see some things that are happening.
我们今天我觉得每个人念圣经的时候都应该有个地图，你们可以看到说在你在念地图的时候，你可以有一个清楚的景象，让你可以看到说这个究竟是怎么样一个情形。
Now.The first point I want to share with you this morning is God leads his people into a wilderness experience.
今天我第一点要跟你们分享的就是说神怎么样带他的人民进到那个旷野这种经验。
Look at verse 1. They were led into the wilderness according to the command of the Lord.
因为神把以色列人带出，都遵照耶和华的吩咐，以色列人全会众都遵照耶和华的吩咐。
This is way before the golden calf. There's no sin in Israel, but God led them into a desert place.
那个时候以色列人并没有犯罪，也没有金牛犊的事情发生，可是神却把他们就带到旷野。
And we have to decide when we come into desert places, are we going to be victims or victors? Are we going to be victims or will we be victorious?
当我们被带到困难的时候，我们要想想，我们是这件难处的一个受害者呢，还是我们在这个难处中要经历胜利？
When we have bad governments, this is not by chance, this is by design.
啊。如果我们有一个很不好的政府，因为这并不是一个机会而已，而只是一个制度的这个原因。
When we have a bad economy, this is not by chance, but a sovereign God allows it to happen.
当我们有坏经济不好的时候，这并不是一个机会随随便便发生的，乃是神要借着这个事情来操练我们。
When we have tough times, we get to learn more about God.Than when we have good times.
因为在我们经历困难的时候，我们可以更能够领受神。在我们舒适安稳的时候，我们比较会忽略。
There was a very famous missionary named David Livingston.
有一个很有名的宣教士叫
Go to the next slide. Okay.
利文斯顿医生。
Yeah. And.David Livingston was a great missionary to Africa. He was well loved by the Africans.
他是非常一个有名的在非洲宣教的，在非洲宣教士中间非常有名。
Very famous explorer and missionary and planter of the church for Jesus Christ.
他在那里非常有名，就是他在为神建造了许多教会。
When he died in the heart of Africa, the Africans carried his body all the way up to Egypt from about Uganda.
当他在非洲死的时候，那边的人他们用亲自带着他的尸这个棺材，从乌干达上去到埃及。
At his funeral at Westminster Abbey in London, England, they sang this song.
在他的葬礼是在那个英国最有名的威斯敏大教堂举行的。
God who through earthly pilgrimage hast all our fathers led, through each perplexing path of life, our wandering footsteps guide, give us each day our daily bread, and raiment fit provide.
那时候他们唱的这个诗歌就讲到说，神在人生的旅程带领我们的先祖经过人生的曲折，带领我们漂流的脚中，给我们日用的饮食和合适的衣裳。
Now let's look at the next slide because the
让我们再看下一个东西。
We can look at we can see what God provides in the past to Israel through His gracious leadership.
我们可以看到神怎么样带领以色列从奴隶之地被拯救出来。
They were slaves. They had been made to work in the sun to make bricks.
因为他们是奴隶，他们在那里是在大太阳之下，他们要造砖头。
God delivered Israel from being slaves under the cruel whip in the taskmasters of Egypt.
耶和华神把他们这些奴隶从那些残酷的兵士手中就拔出来。
And when you study the ten plagues, remember this is like a heavy round boxing match between God and the gods of Egypt.
当埃及人领受这十个灾的时候，我们要想到这个十个灾是一个非常，就我们可以一个比喻，就好像是重量级的拳击赛一样，是在那边神跟以色列跟埃及人在那边征战。
They worship the god of the Nile.And God turned that water into blood. He knocked out the god of the Nile.
因为埃及人他们尊敬这个在信奉这个尼罗神尼罗河神，可是神就把尼罗河的水变成血，让他们不能得到好处。
Egyptians thought Pharaoh was the god of the sun, and that he was a sun god, and that he would live forever. And God knocked out that god through the death of the firstborn and the death of Pharaoh's firstborn.
埃及人把尼罗把法老王当作一个神来敬拜，可是神，我们耶和华神却把法老王的长子跟全埃及全地的长子都击杀了。
If you're a young person and you like all these fantasy battles, you ought to study these battles between the God of Israel and the gods of Egypt. And each time, 10 times, the gods of Egypt are knocked out.
如果你们是年轻喜欢看这种战争电影的时候，这是非常兴奋的，因为10次战争，神一次一次的把埃及人打倒。
And then the death angel, kind of like a death star, the death angel passes over all the land of Egypt, and the firstborner died. But for those that applied the blood, those firstborn lived.
当那个最后一个灾，就是他击杀了所有的投生的埃及所有投生的，可是却是越这个死亡天使杀了所有的投生，可是却越过了以色列，因为他们的门框上有血的。
And then God, Then God graciously, he parted the Red Sea, because once the Egyptians saw that all their illegal immigrants who'd been working so hard were gone, they chased them.
所以当那个埃及人他们看到说他们在他们那个国家里面所有做工的这个奴工这全部都不见了，所以他们就又改变心意要来追赶的时候，神就在那里行他的恩典。
And God led them through the cloud, and he led them right to the Red Sea. And they got between Pharaoh's chasing armies and the Red Sea. And God opened the Red Sea, and they walked through it.
当那个云彩带领以色列前进的时候，后面的追兵就来了。可是这时候，神就把那个红海分开来，然后他们可以过去了。
And God graciously delivered them through the Red Sea, but he also destroyed the Egyptian army.
在这个时候，神把那个以色列人把他全部安全的带到对岸，可是却把所有追赶他们的埃及人全部都击杀了。
Now, if you look at these 3 or 4 points up here, you'll see that there's something very similar to my salvation experience. I know that I was a slave to sin. I could do nothing but sin. Paul tells us in Romans chapter 6.
如果你们看了这个影片上的四点的时候，你们可以看到，就看到我们自己，我们是原来是罪的奴仆，可是我们却被释放出来，在罗马书有提到。
And I know that as a Christian, I'm redeemed not with my works, not with my giving, not with my place of birth. I'm redeemed through the blood of Jesus.
做一个基督徒，我们知道不是因为我们所做的好，不是我们的出身好，乃是因为我们基督耶稣的宝血把我们从罪里面救赎出来。
And many commentators think that the crossing through the Red Sea is similar to our baptism. And we've been baptized in the Lord Jesus Christ, and we are free to serve the enemy anymore. We're free. We don't have to serve him.
所以很多解经家认为，红海就好像代表了我们今天的我们的受浸，就代表我们过了红海，我们从那个罪里面被拯救出来。
But my brothers and sisters, many Christians who are taught today think that we're freed from slavery, we've been redeemed, the enemy's been destroyed, and we want to sit in church and wait till Jesus comes.
可是今天很多人认为说，我们从罪里面被拯救出来，我们今天就可以，我们的敌人全部被毁灭了，所以今天我们只要坐在教会里面，我们在那边等主耶稣基督的再来。
And many Christian preachers will teach us that there should be no problems in your life.
所以很多人在讲道的很多讲道的人说，今后在你们生命中就不应该再有难处。
Which is exactly opposite of what the scriptures teach us.
但是这完全就是跟圣经上的教训是不一样的。
God led Israel into the desert.
因为神亲自带了以色列人进入到旷野。
He leads you into difficult times.
所以他带了我们进入到不同的生命上的难处里面。
And every time there's a difficulty in my life, there's a trial, there's a test in my life, it is not necessarily because I've sinned.
每一次在我们经历在我们身边有难处的时候，不见得是因为我们的罪。
Because God wants to teach Israel something about himself.
因为耶和华神要教训要教导以色列人一些别的事情。
If you look at the next slide, why does God lead us then? Why does God lead us into tough times?
如果你们看下一个影片，为什么神要带我们到旷野？
Lisa said he can prove to us his power in every situation. Every situation.
因为他要向我们证明说他在每样事情上都是有能力的。
If you turn to Romans chapter 8.
如果你们看罗马第书第八章。
This is a great verse for Christians today.
这是对今天基督徒是很好很有益的。
Verse 31.
31节。
What shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us?
既是这样，还有什么说的呢？神若帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们呢？
I want you to think of every problem that you have. I want you to think of every spiritual battle that you're facing. Every family problem that you have. Every bit of persecution that you have.
我要你们自己思想一下，在你们生活上每一个难处，你们家庭难处，你们信仰的难处，你们受压迫的难处里面。
People that misunderstand you, people that don't talk to you anymore.
或者有人对你误解，有人不跟你讲话了。
People who stab you in the back.
或者有人在背后捅你一刀。
Paul says, "If God is for us, who can be against us?"
所以保罗在这边讲，若是神与我们同在，神能抵挡我？谁能抵挡我们呢？
Then he says this in verse
37. 就在37节又说，
"In all these things we overwhelmingly conquer."
然而靠着爱我们的主。在这一切的事上已经得胜有余了。
And in the Greek language, this word overwhelmingly conquer, it's in a present tense. That means we conquer today. I conquer today at 11:25. I'll conquer today at 11:30. I'll conquer tomorrow at 9:15. Today, present tense, always conquer.
所以在希腊文里面讲说是得胜有余，这句是现在式，所以就在每一样事情，在今天，不管你今天、明天、后天，所有的事上你都能够得胜。
Paul says, "For I'm convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor heights, nor depths, nor any created thing shall separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus."
所以罗马书第八章第八章三十八、三十九节说，因为我深信，无论是死是生，是天使是掌权的，是有能的，是现在的事，是将来的事，是高处者，是低处的，是别的受造之物，都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝。这爱是在我们的主耶稣基督，主基督耶稣里的。
Whatever's in your life, whatever's in my life, none of this which is designed by man can separate me from God.
所以不论在我的生命里面，在你的生里面，没有一样事是人可以让我们与神隔绝的。
On the internet right now, there's an interesting testimony of a Muslim who has come to know Jesus Christ.
现在在网络上有一个很有趣的一个见证，是一个伊斯兰教的人，他变成了一个基督徒。
He was the son of a Hamas leader.
他是哈马斯的一儿子。
One of the Iran-sponsored terror groups that operates in Israel.
那个哈马斯 group 是伊朗他们所赞助的一个恐怖分子，他们是在以色列作乱的。
And 6 years ago, he trusted Jesus Christ as his savior.
六年前，这个哈马斯领导的儿子他接受了主耶稣基督。
And he's given his testimony. You can find it on the internet, and if you're in Europe, they'll give you the testimony there. But somehow it's not being broadcast here in America.
如果你是如果你是在欧洲的话，你可以在网络上看到这个全部的见证。可是在美国好像看不到。
You can imagine the son of a Hamas leader coming to Christ. Would he fear for his life?
所以你们可以想象到，这个哈马斯是一个领导者，他的儿子当他接受主以后，他的生命里面是多么的恐惧，甚至有人随时可以杀他的。
And his answer about that was, he said, "I don't fear those that can destroy the body. I trust my God who can preserve my soul."
所以他对这个问题的回答，他说：“我相信人可以损害我的身体，可是我相信神会救我的灵魂。”
Tough times are productive times for Christians, and nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus.
所以对基督徒来讲。经历了困难，其实是更大的果效，因为没有一样事情是神不能做，是我们与神隔离的。
If you look at the third point, why does God lead us into the desert? That God often repeats tests that we failed in the past.
所以我们要看到说，为什么神会带我们到这个旷野？神常常要在我们失败的地的事情上，他要一直重复的做，只等到我们能够通过这样的考验。
I'll never forget Mrs. McLeod, my algebra teacher at Glen Rock High School.
我永远不会忘记，在我 Glen Rock 高中的时候，我的几何老师 Mrs. McLeod.
Yes, she would give us quickie quizzes on quadratic equations every morning.
她会给我常常抽考我们数学考题。
And five little equations that we had to solve.
所以我们常常有很多考题要做。
And then you know you had to exchange your papers and give it to your neighbor, and then I always saw how bad I was.
我们常常要跟做隔壁的人交换考卷，因为我们要互相改。我常常可以看我的考得很差。
And they were usually about the size of this.
那个纸张就是这么小小的。
And one time I had really studied very hard.
有一次我非常我学的这个温课温的很辛苦。
And I was so proud. I walked up to her and I said, I've got it done. I've really worked out hard. And I may have told you this story before. And I handed it to her. I'm sorry.
有一次我准备的很好，我就很高兴，我都会做，我就拿着这张纸就走到她那边去。
And here, and she said, and she just shook.
他就摇摇头。
And she said, it's wrong. It's wrong. And she tore it up.
他就把它撕掉，说还是错的。
And guess what?
为什么呢？
I had to take the test again.
所以我必须要再
And again,
再
until I passed it.
再考一次，一直考到我能够通过为止。
In Israel had grumbled against God in Exodus chapter 15.
因为在出埃及记十五章的时候，我们可以看到以色列一直在那边埋怨神。
Israel had grumbled against God in Exodus chapter 16.
在十六章我们也可以看到说以色列人在那里一直埋怨神。
God gave them water one time, He gave them bread the next time, and now on this third time, He gives them water.
第一次的时候神给了他们水，然后第二次神又给他们玛拿，这第三次神又给了他的水。
And God provides a grumbling people graciously the things that they need.
神真的是用他非常恩慈的手来对那些埋怨的人，他也给他们许多的恩典。
Because everything in our salvation is from grace, and everything in our sanctification is from grace.
因为在我们的救赎里面是充满了恩典，在我们成圣的历程里面也是充满了恩典。
I was saved by grace, and I will walk by grace.
因为我是因着恩典得救，我们也要行在恩典中间。
So we have to, as Christians, in our walk, sometimes come up against the same test because we failed it a month ago.
因为在我们在这条属天的道路上，我们常常经历同样的难处，就是因为我们以前在那个难处来的第一次的时候，我们失败了。
Just this last 6 weeks.I was sort of disappointed that God had allowed me to go through this.
在过去的六个礼拜里面，我好像对神就有点难受，因为我觉得神为什么让我经历这些事情。
And then I thought, well, not me, Lord. This couldn't be happening to me.
因为我跟神说，为什么呢？我不应该这个事情是发生在我身上啊。
And it was the last time at the doctor when he said, "You still have it."That I said, you know what? I need to give thanks to God for this kidney stone.
所以当最后一次医生说你那个石头还在你的肾脏里面，我那时候就想到我真是要感恩神给我这个。
But I think I'm a slow learner.
但是我相信我学习的太慢了。
Now the fourth principle is this: tests or desert experience will fire the people of slaves and make us ready for giants.
所以在我们在讲学到讲说，这些操练、这些试炼、这些难处，会使我们更磨练，从那个属奴仆的身的性情里面，然后将变化出来，成为一个将来可以跟巨人打仗的。
God led them down south through the desert because He didn't want them to fight the Philistines up there in Gaza.
因为神把他们带到南部，不经过非利士人的属地，就是怕他们打仗。
But now He's going to lead them into the land of Canaan. Remember the land of Canaan?
但是现在他却要把他们带到迦南地去。
Do you remember what the spies saw in the land of Canaan?
你们还记得那个迦南那个以色列的探子对迦南地的这个批评是什么？
The spy said, "Everyone in the land of Canaan is like Yao Ming."
那探子说，在迦南地里面，每一个人都像姚明一样又高又大。
And when you're this tall, everyone looks big.
所以当你很矮的时候，你看每个人都是巨人。
But God had to take this nation of ex-bricklayers and fire them up to be ready to fight the giants.
但是神却要把这些以前只是做做砖头的这些奴隶，要把他们磨练成可以有一天可以来跟这个巨人打仗。
So the next slide tells us that our tough times are productive.
所以我这些难处可以确实使我们可以做一些事情出来。
If you look at James chapter 1,
如果你们可以看雅各书
it says this about tough times.
第一章
it says that blessed is the man, or count it all joy when you encounter various difficulties.
就讲到说我们在患难中就应该有大喜乐
Various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance.
他说我的弟兄们啊你们落在百般试炼中都要以为大喜乐因为你们知道你们的信心经过试炼就生了
And let endurance go full term. It's the term used for a pregnancy.
但忍耐也当成功
And as it goes full term, it produces a perfect result.
就是会使当你们忍耐成功以后使你们成全完备毫无缺欠
That you may be perfect or you may be complete.
因为你可能就是完全成为完全的人
Now, my brothers and sisters, lots of times we experience tough times and we want to escape.
但是弟兄姐妹，我们每一次经历这难处的时候，我们就想逃跑。
We want to escape into TV.
我们就想
逃去 into sports,
逃去看电视啊，或者去运动。
Into shopping.
或者我们去
into cooking.
买东西去煮饭。
We want to escape into clothes, into friends, anything to get away from the reality.
因为我们就想从每不管在什么地方，我们就想离开这些难处，我们不想去面对。
And I believe drug and alcohol abuse are terrible things in themselves.
因为我相信，喝酒的、吸毒的，这些都是他们自己的难处在那里。
And addiction to pornography, these are terrible things.
但那些看那些不该看的电视、电影的，也都是他们自己的选择。
But each of them is an escape.From what God is trying to work out in your life.
但是每一样这些不该做的事情，都是我们想要逃避神给我们的操练。
You may be in a tough work situation. Your boss may not understand you. He may discriminate against you.
因为你可能是在一个工作的环境里面，你的老板对你非常不公平，好像常常歧视你。
And somehow you may want to escape. And so when you come home, all you do is you just sit in front of the TV all night long.
所以有些时候，你回到家以后，你就觉得要逃避这个情形，我就想只坐在电视前面，我好好的就把我自己看电视看完了。
You may have a tough situation in your home life, and all you want to do is just sit and play fantasy games on the computer with people all over the world.
那有些时候，你家里面有很大的难处，可是你就只想坐在电视前面，你就在那边在那个虚幻的世界里面，跟世界上所有的人一起在玩那些游戏。
And what James is telling us, the brother of our Lord, saying these testing situations are productive; they will make you a better person of character.
但是雅各在这个经节里面告诉我们，所有的试炼都是与我们有处有益处，我们可以在里面可以有大喜乐。
When I run off into a fantasy world.
当我去到这虚幻的世界的时候
I'm aborting the process of what God is trying to do.
我们就好像在那边离开了神要我们做的事我们完全不顾神的需要
And my brothers and sisters, here's the second point. Tough times will be rewarded.
但是弟兄姐妹这第二点就讲到说艰苦的环境却是让我们得到奖赏
James 1:12 says this, Blessed is the man or the woman who perseveres under trial, for once he's been approved, once he's been attested, you're going to get a crown.
因为在雅各书第一章十二节说忍受试探的人是有福的因为他经过试炼以后必得生命的冠冕这是主应许给那些爱他之人的所以弟兄姐妹如果你能够忍受困难你能够经历你就可以得到冠冕
Do you have family members that make fun of your faith?
如果说有你家中有人嘲笑你的信仰
，and you persevere under this，
但是你可能够忍耐过去
，you get to heaven， there'll be a crown for you。
所以你到天上的时候，必然有冠冕在那里等你。
Because of your Christian testimony， you don't laugh at certain jokes， and you don't do what other people do， and they make fun of you。
如果你因着你的信仰，你不是在因着你信仰，你就有些他们讲一些笑话，不该讲的笑话，你不会笑，你不会怎么样。
You get to heaven, there'll be a crown for you.
虽然他们会笑你，可是你将来到天上以后，你有你的冠冕在等你。
You've left the faith of your peoples, you've left the religion of your culture, and you go against that.
所以你就在你自己的文化里面，在你的在他们的那个原来的宗教里面，你去向他们好像宣战。
There'll be a crown. There'll be a crown.
因此那边就有一个冠冕在那边等你。
Refining times, Peter tells us, we won't look at this passage, prove that we are Christians. Because these are tough times designed with a purpose.
因为这些困难的时候是使我们成圣，然后也是帮助我们。
Now lastly, difficult times, tough times, desert times, refining times, all of these say the same thing.
所以在这个这些所以讲的说我们在在困难的时候，在磨练的时候，都是讲的一件事情。
They gave us two choices.
那就给我们两个选择。
You can grumble or murmur.
因为在这两个情形里面，你在这些情形里面，你有两个选择。
Or、
一个呢
can, oh, sorry.
一个是你可以埋怨。
Or you can give thanks.
或者你可以感恩。
And what are you doing this morning?
所以今天早上你怎么样的选择
？What am I doing?
我在这里干嘛
？One thing I want to teach you this morning is God does not grow Christians in greenhouses, houses that are specially designed to grow in the winter.
但是你们要晓得，神并没有把我们基督徒就带一个温室里面，让我们就是活在这个温室里面。
God calls Christians to bloom in the desert.
但是神却叫我们基督徒在沙漠中来定放。
This next slide says that. We or Israel fails to see the hand of God in their situation, and instead of trusting, they complain. And if you look at the next slide, what do we grumble about? What do we grumble? Oh, sorry. Grumble about people who talk over the translator, right?
所以我们可以看到说，在以色列经历这神的这样磨练操练里面，他们究竟在做些什么？
And I put a few things up here. Maybe we could take a little Gallup poll this morning. How many of us have grumbled about the weather? Let me see your hand.
我这边有一个表格，让我们看看我们今天早上有多少人在这些里面有些埋怨。
I think more of you grumbled about the weather, right?
那有多少人对天气？
How many have grumbled about health issues?
有多少人对那个你健康的问题有？
How about many of you grumbled about your family, your parents?
或者你们的家庭，你们的父母呢？
How many of you grumbled about your boss? He just doesn't understand you.
有多少人不喜欢你们的老板？
How many grumble about the church? Nobody raise your hand now.
好，你们的教会呢？千万别举手。
You know, you grumble about your looks. You're too fat. You're too thin. You're too tall. You're too short.
有些时候，我们对我们自己的外貌非常不满意。
One of the things I discovered with Africans is that sometimes Africans, if you're lighter in color, oh, you're much better looking.
就是在非洲的时候，如果说你是皮肤白一点，你好像就漂亮一点。
And how many of you grumbled about your IQ? I wish I was smarter.
有没有人会对你们觉得就太有点，也希望自己聪明一点
？You see, a sovereign God, billions and billions and billions of years ago, said. I'm going to give life to you. You're going to be this tall. You're going to be that smart. You're going to be that fat.
在神创造天地、创造人的时候，他就已经定向我们是要这样高、这样矮、这样胖、这样瘦。
And most of us walk around with a chip on our shoulder and says, "Well, why didn't God give me hair?"
很多人就觉得说，为什么神没给我头发？
You shouldn't laugh that much. It wasn't that bad. You know, or why didn't God make me Chinese?
我们讲，哎 ，it's good.
Yeah.
后来我们为什么是中国人
？Do you follow what I'm saying? God led us purposely into this place by His sovereign grace.
因为神就把我们带到每一个地方，是因着他的主权，他恩典的主权带我们进去。
Instead of trying to escape what he's put in us, we should see that, sanctify that, learn the lessons from it.
所以我们不应该埋怨我们自己在这个环境里面，我们反而应该来要想说，神，你要我学习什么？
Now in conclusion, let's just look at this last slide.
让我们来看最后一张影片。
Moses is the one who brings the complaint of the people to God.
摩西是把这些以色列人的埋怨带到神面前。
He says, Moses, in verse 4, he cried out to the Lord, What shall I do with these people?
第四节说，我向这些百姓该怎么样行呢？
Moses goes to the Lord, and the Lord graciously demonstrates his power.
当摩西到神面前的时候，神就很恩典的给他看到神的能力。
He tells Moses to strike the rock.
他告诉摩西，你要击打磐石。
Which brings forth water.
所以你就水就可以从石头里面出来。
And the people's thirst is quenched.
所以这些人以色列人的干渴就可以得到满足。
Now, if I were reading and designing this chapter, if I were God, I wouldn't have done it that way.
如果我是神的话，我想我不会这样子做。
If you'd have complained against me and I were God, and you were thirsty, I would say these are the four things you have to do.
所以如果说我是神的话，我看可以看到你们这些埋怨你们是干渴，是不是？这我告诉你，有件事情你要做，有四件事要做。
You really need to tough it out three more days.
所以你再忍受三天。
And I want to see that you're really sorry for your sin. Put on some sackcloth and ashes.
我一定要看到说你们为自己的罪来后悔。
And cut out all TV and all internet.
所以现在你就绝对不能上电脑，不能看电视。
And let me see. Oh, fast. You can't eat for a week.
然后你说你现在开始就要禁食一个礼拜。
Then when you've done that, come to me and I'll give you water.
当你们把这四件事情全做好了，再来，我再给你水。
But the greatest thing in this passage in Exodus 15, 16, and 17, God gives them bread without repentance.
但是神在这十六、十七、十八章里面却让我们看到说，神不要以色列人后悔。然后他就来就给了他的恩典。
He gives them water without repentance.
因为神给他们食物，没有他们不需要后悔，不要在神面前忏悔，也给他水，他们也不需要。
Do you see how gracious God is to us in our sin?
所以你们可以看到，在我们的罪中，神是对我们是何等的恩典和恩慈。
Now is repentance good?
所以我们向神认罪是不是好
？Absolutely. Is fasting good?
当然是好的。我们是禁食是不是好？当然是好的。
Is confession good?
但我们认罪是不是好的
？Yes, these are good.
这都是好的事。
But we don't do these to manipulate a gracious God.
但是我们不能因为我们做这些而减低了那个爱我们神的作为。
I want you to see the graciousness of God to a bitter, complaining people at Meribah.
我很希望看到说，神对那些一天到晚埋怨的人做些什么事情。
In the last slide, let's just quickly look at this. How is God gracious? Each time Israel complains, God provides for them water, bread, meat.
神是怎样恩典待以色列人呢？每一次他们来埋怨的时候，神都把他们所有的要的东西都给了他们。
But here's the second principle. Guess who got closest to God in this problem?
但是这第二个最重要的一点就是说，是谁跟神有亲密的关系？
The leader.
是那些领首领。
Those of us that are willing to come to God with our problems get to know God. The rest of us just get the water.
所以当我们中间我们愿意把这些问题带到神面前，我们可以认识神更多。如果你只是要东西，你只得到那些东西。
Are you just satisfied with the gifts of God, or you want to get to know the giver of the gifts?
所以这些东西能够满足你们呢，还是你们愿意更多的认识神
？You come to God with thanksgiving. You come to God with intercession. You get to know God face to face.
当你们向神祷告的时候，你们为人代祷的时候，你真的是神与神面对面。
Look at Exodus 33.
让我们再来看，出埃及记三十三章。
Thus the Lord used to speak to Moses face to face. What a blessing. What a great verse.
这边讲到以色三十三章，讲说耶和华与摩西面对面说话，好像人与朋友说话一样，这是多大的一个恩典。
As a man speaks to a friend.
好像人与朋友说话一般。
You know, one thing you can say about all of this texting that's going on and the chats and the Facebook, and you keep up with your friends, and when you're with a friend, you are always chatting, you're always talking.
现在在网络上我们有很多或者是说你在那个网络上的讲话，就是电子传来传去的话，或者是在那个脸书，这是中国翻译叫脸书，就 Facebook。你所以好像觉得你跟人都有在那边联络。
You'd have a very poor friend if all you decided to do was to talk to him or talk to her once a week.
所以你就可以发现说，当你们在那边讲话那么多的时候，你可以跟人的关系好。可是如果说你只跟你的朋友，你说你是他的好朋友，你们才一个礼拜讲一次话，这你们就这个关系非常的贫乏。
All you'd be getting is the crumbs. All you'd be getting is a sip of water.
所以你只是得到一些零碎渣渣而已，一口的水而已。
Moses got to talk to God face to face.
但是摩西却与神面对面的说话。
What are you getting?
所以你们得到什么样的结论？
Are you just getting bread? Are you just getting water from God? The basics?
所以你们只是基本上得到一些食物吗？
Or do you know God intimately?
还是你跟神有更亲密的认识？
Have you talked to him face to face? Have you let him know how your heart hurts?
所以当你跟神面对面谈话的时候，你有没有让神知道你内心的伤害，所受的伤害？
Have you shared with him your fears?
你有没有跟神分享你所
your strength, your weaknesses,
你自己的弱点？
Just look at this map for one second as we close.
让我们再来看一下这个图。
I want you to see that God did the one more. God led them from a land that was had a lot of good stuff in it.
所以神领了以色列人出来一个丰富的地方。
They had a nation, they had an army.
他们是一个大国，他有许多军队，他们有文化。
It's a tough job, but you had a job.
是非常，虽然是一个很不好的工作，但是你至少有工作。
You had a roof over your heads.
你头顶上有屋顶遮盖。
You could eat leeks, garlics, and onions.
哇，你可以吃那种韭菜香料。
I'm assuming that they had leeks, garlics, and onions. They probably had some other food, right?
所以如果说他们有那些香料，他们一定有食物。
And now God has delivered you. He's redeemed you. But guess what? Where you are, you're in the desert.
所以虽然神说他要来救赎你出来，可是却把你们带到旷野。
And God wants to wean us. God wants to take us away from all of this stuff to get us alone with Him, so that we can have face-to-face communion with God.
因为神的意思乃是要把他们从这些世界上的事情带出来，所以让他们能够在旷野里面与神面对面。
Here's the place he'll give them the Ten Commandments.
然后在这里，他这个给他十个诫命。
It's in the desert. He'll tell them how they should live.
因为在旷野里面，神告诉他们该如何过日子。
It's in the desert. He'll tell them about the tabernacle system.
因为在就在旷野里面，他告诉他如何建造会幕。
It's in the desert that prepares them for the tough times.
就在这个旷野里面，他预备了他们将来如何过艰难的日子。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you for your word. We're thankful that it's alive and it's sharp.
主耶稣，我们谢谢你，谢谢你给我们这样的话语是又真又实。
Some of us go back to desert situations this afternoon.
今天下午就很多人会走到那个旷野里面。
Some of us will face desert situations tomorrow morning at work.
明天早上工作的时候，有许多人会面对这样子的困境。
And Father, I pray that instead of just asking for deliverance, instead of just asking for water or for bread,
主啊，除了我们求你真的是让我们不光是要求我们被救赎，被得到食物，得到水。
That in our intercession, we would get to know you face to face.
但是我们愿意更多渴慕的与你面对面。
That we would know the heart of God.
所以我们可以知道你的心意。
That we know how great you are.
我们知道你是何等的伟大。